for the morning to your pizza. You smoothie me, ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. I think I'm either a little bit early or right on time this morning. So we give God praise, we give God glory, and we give God honor this morning for Jesus. I know I'm maybe a minute or two early. Just maybe a minute or two. So give me time to kind of catch up, I guess. That's what I'm trying to do. Get it on, get it right on where it's supposed to be. So brothers and sisters, I hope and pray that you woke up feeling good this morning, because for sure I could share one thing with you. And that fact is that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. I sure hope I don't go through the same thing I went through yesterday. But it seems like I might be doing that for 2 days here.
Diamonds, oh, the joy of the Lord, it will be my strength when the pressure. Without a shadow of a doubt, I know it was the blood for me. Come on and give him some praise. Come on and give him some praise. I know it was the blood. Down on me one day when I was lost. Jesus died.
bring the bowed hands together and say, I know it was the blood. I know
it was the blood.
Save me.
I know
it was the blood, yeah.
Good morning, Dr. Erica, and good morning, Ted Line. Hallelujah this morning. It's a wonderful day. Didn't know it till I woke up, but it's a great day.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Father God, we worship you this morning as maker and creator of the heavens and the earth and everything that therein is. Jesus, we give you all the praise and all the glory as our Savior, Lord, and King. And we thank you for the gift of God's own Holy Spirit. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord. You know, may our hearts and minds be free this morning to focus on Jesus.
Yes.
My spirit is well, and my flesh must obey. I just love how God's words work, just like he said it would. And we got the word, we got the blood, and we got the Holy Ghost. So we can't lose.
That's right.
We just got to make that flesh obey, and I've been putting that word in practice lately. And I just thank God, because his word works. His word works. And we cannot lose. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 1 Corinthians 11, 23 through 26. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, bless the Lord, church. Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Bless the name of the Lord, for he is good. Amen.
Forgot to remind them
of
the prophetic act this morning.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. And it was in my spirit to say it. And it is a prophetic act. It is. It always shall be.
Yes.
Remembering Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Brothers and sisters, we thank God. Thank you, Minister Hill. You'll hear me thank you on the replay, but I thank you every day. I thank God for you. Brothers and sisters, I don't know if you realize what happened yesterday on this headline. And I want to kind of, if you will go back and listen to this again, to yesterday, I think it'll be up. Is it up on the YouTube now? It's up on the YouTube now. But if you would go back, you would listen. You would hear the movement of the Holy Spirit yesterday. You see, yesterday I was in this. I wasn't here. Half of me was here, and half of me was in the spirit realm, literally. And I couldn't seem to do anything that I wanted to do. So, and I didn't seem to have the order. It was like God was came upon me so heavy that I lost the ability to do what I wanted to do or think what I wanted to think, because God turned me back. And so when God said pray for mothers and pray for children and to ask you to pray, and it was so you were so slow responding that I just went on and started praying. And I, as I realize now, that if you go back, you're going to hear Brother Rubio when he said, ha, ha, ha. This yesterday's headline was so prophetic. When each person prayed, if you will go back and listen, there is something in those prayers that the people praying stopped praying and the Holy Spirit started praying through them. It, with regards to what the Lord wanted done yesterday. So, I think you need to hear the testimony. I got some scriptures for today, but yesterday was a God-centered headline. And so, see what I posted in the you can't see it on the blog talk, but I just posted because this is what God told me yesterday. He said, you know that movement they started there on earth? I said, yeah. He said, well, I want to tell you, headline matters. Headline matters. Headline matters to God, because each of you are only on here according to the will of God. I'm on here according to the will of God. And I want to play this song, and then Jessica, you and Nancy and some of your family members, I need y'all to call into the blog. But anyone that prayed yesterday, I want you to go back and listen to your prayer and see where you stopped praying and the Holy Spirit was praying through you. Yesterday, in my opinion, which matters, yesterday was one of the best. I have different ones I say the best, but yesterday was one of the best headlines that went out. And then we were so busy after that, we didn't even get it up out on YouTube, because you know we still working with the church. And this weekend we had the first headliners, I think, that visited Jesus Believers Church and took pictures. We took pictures. I'm going to work on that website today, put the church up, put the first visitors up. You're right, Jennifer. It was profound. It was very profound. And it was very in the spirit, because yesterday the Holy Spirit took over this headline. It was whew, that's all I can tell you. That's all I can tell you. And I pray that you were able to discern that. I really pray because I got a call last night, and must have been about 10 or 11. No, I called somebody, and we were laughing because when I said that to Nancy, it jumped them up out the bed. I laughed so hard. I hadn't laughed like that in a long, long time. And you know I like to laugh. But they said when I said, "Get up, Nancy," they jumped up or sat up or whatever. They got up. I can tell you that. So then I got another one that said when I was telling Nancy to jump, that their ankle had been broken and the bones knit back together in their ankle. And when they jumped, they felt it, so they thought they were going to go down. But instead, God put those bones back together, and they went to the hospital, and there was no break in the ankle because they was telling them how bad it is when you break your ankle. Well, they couldn't even find a break. They couldn't even find a tear. The swelling went down. And the ankle was completely healed. This prayer line belongs to God, and you belong to God, and God has some special people on this prayer line. God got people on this prayer line, that he's been saving for such a time as this. And God knows that he can use this prayer line to do things in an intercessory way that he requires done and that he wants to do. So let me see. I'm over here on the blog right now. I'm going to play this song, and then I'm going to see, and I'm going to let Jessica and her and Nancy, let Nancy, I should say, first, and Jessica and her family tell you what happened yesterday.
Sometimes after you've encouraged everyone else, you have to build up enough strength to encourage yourself. And on those days when no one else is around, I want you to say this.
I believe the storm is over. I believe the rain.
When you're in the storm sometimes, you can't see how you will ever make it out. All you see is the trouble that you're facing in front of you. Seems like it won't ever end. But my faith tells me that the struggle that you're in, it won't last.
The struggle won't last.
The struggle won't last. Always it will.
We'll get back.
I'm a witness.
Oh, God's gonna fix it. Maybe looking dark right now, but I encourage you today. God's gonna do it. He did it for me. God's gonna do it. He did it for my mother. He did it for my father.
God, we
heard who is gonna do it.
Yes,
he will.
If you know it, he's better.
Say yeah.
Can I get a witness? I know it gets hard sometimes, but the trouble that you're in right now, God told me to tell you, be not dismayed whatsoever is high. He said, I will take care of you.
Hey, Jessica, you on here this morning? I got your mic open.
Praise the Lord. Good morning.
Nancy, you on here this morning? I got your mic open.
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
I think I got Nadia's mic open, too. Nadia?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am, I got your mic open.
Okay.
So the only one I don't see is I don't see your mom.
They were excited last night. They were ready to share. I don't see her either.
Well, you know
but
what?
I know that they...
Okay, maybe it's a lot of people on this blog talk this morning. So a lot of people heard you, Nancy, and it's a lot of people on the blog talk this morning. I hope I didn't lock them out. I hope that they didn't get knocked out. But I don't see them. Oh, wait a minute. They might have another number. What should I look for? What's the last four?
0300. Also 5629, Arlie.
Okay. You know what? I think it's just, oh, here, I see Arlie, 5629, okay, but I don't see them. They might have been so excited they overslept this morning.
Maybe, because they were really excited. They said they couldn't sleep. They did not want to take a nap. They were just so excited.
All right. Why don't, first of all, Jessica, tell these people, you didn't tell me nothing.
Right.
Did Jessica tell you anything? I said, oh, I see him now. Okay. I said, Jessica didn't tell me nothing. This was a move of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit wants to heal faith, and the Holy Spirit loved Nancy, and the Holy Spirit wasn't going to let the devil do nothing to Nancy.
Amen. Yes.
It wasn't
yes, ma'am.
This was a move of the Holy Spirit. And I told the 10 line that I was in a new place with God and that God was doing new things. And we're supposed to grow in grace and grow in mercy and grow and mature in the things of God. And God will use us. He uses us to use people on earth. Because I believe if Jesus showed up, remember, he's spirit and man with no bones. I mean, no blood. He got bones, but he ain't got no blood. I believe people would be scared. I believe they would run away from Jesus.
Yes.
Because he wouldn't be what they expect, like TV, like what they see in the movie. You know, because he's part spirit. So therefore...
Right.
There are no limitations in him. Absolutely none. None.
Yeah.
So you tell it now. I'm turning it over to y'all. Nancy, you tell it. One of y'all tell it.
Well, I like to speak into that because when you know, when I meet new people that are in, you know, coming on the TED line, I'll tell them, okay, send your request through the email. And I started to get worried because I heard God tell me, because I had wrote up a draft, you know, like an email that I was going to send to you, you know, a prayer request, because, you know, 3 days had gone by since I actually had physically seen Nancy or even like really reached out to her. Because normally we're like talking, we're like interacting really deep, and 3 days had gone by and I had not done that. I got distracted and I was doing other things because I was moving things in my house and cleaning and getting things in order. So I even started to get concerned on Wednesday morning because I said, oh, I didn't send the email. I didn't text Dr. Erica.
What? Hold up. Miss Mary, are you on the line, Mr. Alberto?
Yes, ma'am.
I got your mic open. Okay, good.
Praise God. Okay, and so when you know, were coming on, I said, okay, I didn't send that email, but I heard you say the prayer for the mothers and the children. And I don't know if you remember, but you had us months ago when we did the house cleaning do a prayer, like a little prayer cloth, and we had all anointed that piece of cloth. Well, during my process between Sunday and Wednesday, when I was cleaning house, God reminded me of it, and I had pulled it out. And that morning, I pinned it to the bottom of my shirt, just like you had told us. I mean, gosh, I think it was almost like 9 months ago that we did that. And I had
the blue cloth?
Yes. Yes. The blue cloth? Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And I was wearing my little blue cloth. And I thought, okay, well, I'm going to just put this on because God had already shown me, he had told me that that was important. And so it was important that I didn't send that email. So when you were praying, it was very powerful because even to me, like you are on a different level because I said, oh my goodness, I had my hands in my head. Like I did not tell Dr. Erica. And I had to even check myself. Did I send that email? I went back while you were still talking and it was still in the draft. So I never told you any concern or any updates on Nancy. And when I was speaking to Nancy during this time, I would tell her, take it to God. Go ask God. Go tell God. And I started to even doubt myself. I said, gosh, Lord, should I be doing more? Should I be saying something like, call Dr. Erica? Or, you know, and God, I kept hearing quietly, like, no, tell her to go, come to me. And so during that time, and I just thought, wow. And right now, I was just thinking about that because from Sunday to Wednesday, that's 3 days. You had even prophetically had mentioned in 3 days, there'll be a miracle. So I'm still in awe of all of it, Sister Erica. And I had to tell Nancy when I saw her, Nancy, I did not tell Dr. Erica anything. This was totally God. Like, God loves you. And we just cried.
Any one of you family members, jump in any way you want to, anyhow. You got the whole mic.
Nancy, do you want to share how you got out of the bed? Start there.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, when you actually yelled out my name, I think I'm embarrassed to say, but I think I had actually dozed off a little bit when I went back to listen to the TED line again. I thought, I don't know how long I dozed off, but I really actually hadn't dozed off maybe for a few seconds, and I heard you yell my name, and I jumped up like, oh my God, I'm in trouble. Like, what did I do? What happened? And I kind of sat up on the headboard, and you kept saying, get up. And I'm like, can she see me? I'm sitting up, and you kept yelling, get up. And I'm like, oh, gosh, she can see me. She's looking at me. I better stand up. And I kind of got up off the bed, and I just kept looking around like, wow. Wow, this is, like, how does she know? And you know, my sister had told me, she kept telling me everything that was happening or everything that I was feeling. She goes, call Dr. Erica, tell Dr. Erica, email Dr. Erica, text Dr. Erica. But I didn't.
But not this time.
But I didn't. Every time she tells me, I don't want to bother anybody. So I just kind of like, oh, it's nothing. It's okay. She's busy. She has bigger things, you know, to worry about. And I just kind of just hold everything to myself, just hold everything in. And that, yes, just yesterday in the morning, I didn't realize it till later, but instantly I got up after I started just getting up, going in the kitchen, and my parents were here in no time. And I just let it out. I just started crying because I can't believe, like, I felt so bad waking them up, making them come all the way over here. But they were just letting me know it's not a bother. It's not a bother. Don't stop calling us. And I just could feel all this love, and you know, by the time, you know, my sister was here with her kids, and you know, it was such an amazing day, just sharing and letting it all out. I noticed you kept telling me, Dr. Erica, let it out, and it's hard for me to let it out. I just, when I'm by myself is when I can scream out and, you know, let it out, but it's hard in front. It was just an amazing day to share that, you know, that pain I was feeling. And they're feeling it too. And we just, you know, cried together. We prayed together. And I feel like I should be able to pray like the way I hear everyone else pray on the deadline. Like, I just love hearing their prayers. And, like, when I pray, it doesn't come out. It doesn't come out like that naturally. It's just only when I'm by myself.
It takes time, Nancy. It takes time. It takes time.
I realize God can still hear me, even though I don't say it out loud. He can hear what I'm thinking.
God can hear you, but we want the devil to hear you. See, we know God can hear you, but it is more important that the devil hears you. See, we love God. We know God. God knows. It's the devil you want to hear your prayers. It's the devil you want to hear you confirm your faith in God. So out loud is better. Out loud, your spirit gets it. Your soul gets it. Your body gets it. And it has to line up. And it backs the devil up off of you, okay?
Okay.
It was the devil that was trying to get you in that bed to make you sleep away.
Yeah, I was feeling what my son was feeling. I was feeling the hopelessness.
I know. It was a trick. Come on, something. It was a trick.
It was a trick.
You know, I was telling my sister that just on Monday. My son Brian was here, and I was outside in the front porch just watching my puppy go potty outside, and I just stand there. And there's nothing on my porch but two steps, and the door was open because my son was sitting in the living room. And I told her that all of a sudden I felt somebody push me, and I actually fell off two steps.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody was behind me or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she had told me.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. you know, did you tell Dr. Erica? And I said, no, I didn't tell her. And so they started sharing their stories with me, you know, of things like that happening to them.
And before deliverance.
Yes. And then I started sharing them all the stories, like how accident prone I've been. I fell out in the backyard and it was so hard. I heard my head crack and I didn't realize I was passed out on the concrete for a couple of hours before I could walk inside and wake up my husband like, hey, how come you didn't go get me? And he was like, what are you talking about? And I realized it was not 5:30, it was 7:30, and I didn't know where those 2 hours went.
Oh, wow.
And Dr. Erica, that is right there. That those pictures, that's what I was telling her. Take pictures so you can email them to Dr. Erica because you're going to need that for your deliverance. And she just kept saying, well, I'm not sure, but I knew how serious it was getting. But this was Monday. So, again, I was like, okay, Lord, this is getting serious where physically she's being attacked now. So I don't know, Dad, do you want to add into that? Because I know that it made an impact on you when we heard Nancy admit to us that, you know, if y'all didn't come, I was praying that nobody would notice and I was just going to slip away. And we were sitting around in her living room and I know that it just hit me. I looked at my dad. It just hit us like, this is so real. God, you knew and God intervened. And we just started praising him and just thanking God for the TED line. Again, we call it our lifeline. And for you, Dr. Erica, just how your obedience and had just really saved her life and our life, because we would have been, you know, burying our sister after we just lost her son. And it was just so big. And when you said, Dr. Erica, to get her outside, she's like, I don't want to go anywhere. I don't want to go anywhere. And it had been cloudy and rainy. And my mom is the one that said, Mom, do you want to share?
Yes. Good morning, Dr. Erica and Ted Lang. Can you hear me? Yes, we had a wonderful time yesterday with Nancy. we prayed and we shared and everything. And I could feel the love of God when we were praying. And I didn't say anything, but when we finished, I felt like something warm and something came out of my right leg and just left like a pain. But then I felt like a heat. And I said, what is this? And I shared it with the girls. And I know it was God that was there. I could feel it. And well, Nancy, I mean, I could feel her trembling too, but I felt the heat, and when we got there, it was me and my husband first, and Jessica came with tacos and donuts and all that, and when we got there, Nancy had dark under her eyes, and when we left, I could see her in the sun that she didn't have them anymore.
Hallelujah!
She had gone through that and
like
a deliverance or something like that with our prayers, and she didn't look the same. She looked different.
Praise God.
Life came back into her.
Yes.
Yes.
I felt all different.
What'd you say, Nan?
I felt different. I had to apologize to my husband when he came home. He comes home from work and he sees me down and he tries his best to cheer me up. And he's trying to joke around and trying to make me laugh. And he's trying his hardest. And I just look at him and I'm like, nothing excites me. I'm not excited. Because he tells me, aren't you going to laugh? Isn't it funny? Aren't you excited? And it's like, nothing excites me anymore. There's, you know, and I was bringing, I didn't realize, but I was bringing him down with me. Every day he was coming home less and less and less excited. He was already as hopeless as I was. And I didn't realize that. I didn't realize it. He even got a puppy that I wasn't ready for one. And he was determined. I don't know why, but he had to have this particular puppy. And we went all the way, almost close to the border, to go get this puppy. We live 3 hours from the border of Mexico. We were like 17 miles from the border where this puppy, and I didn't feel comfortable there. I didn't want to be there. I didn't want to go. And he was just like, we have to go get this puppy. I want this puppy. And I know now, but I think that the Holy Spirit was trying to reach him, to reach me. And
yes.
Every day, I didn't realize it, but every day I was just so, like, frustrated and angry and hurt and all these, and I didn't want the puppy. I told him, I don't love this puppy. I don't want this puppy. Give it away. I don't want it. And
you know why, Dr. Erica? Because that puppy was lively. That puppy was so cute and just full of joy. And it would make us laugh. Every time we would go see the puppy would make us laugh. And it was just so trying to do tricks, standing on its back paws, just wanting attention. And Nancy said, I don't want it. It's just irritating me. And that was another sign. And her husband was trying everything. And he was already, like, at his last. He didn't know what else to do. But he didn't say anything to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So after yesterday, I felt so different, and we went outside. We sat in the sun. We were out there. We even got color in our skin. I felt color. I had, you know, color. Yeah. And when my husband came home, I apologized to him. I had to let him know where I was, and he told me I knew, but he didn't know how to help me. And I just, you know, I told him I was just so sorry for, you know, and I told him I was just listening to the wrong voice, you know. And, yep. So I told him, we're going to go to Georgia, and I need to go to Georgia. And I said, I would love it if you would go too, but you don't. That's up to you. You can go to God and ask him, but I need to go. And he didn't reply for a while. And then last night he broke down and he just said, you know, he wanted to go. He said, I want to go. He has, you know, things that he'd like to get.
Mm-hmm.
Deliverance also, and restoration also.
Yeah. So is he coming?
He's going to ask. Yes, he's going to ask today.
Wow.
He's going to ask for the time off at work.
Yay.
And
Jesus.
I told him that we were going to drive, and I said, do you remember that long drive when we went to Alabama? And he's like, yes. And I said, do you think we could do it? And he said, yes, I know we can do it. And that's all you said.
Amen.
I know we can
Amen.
Do it. And last night he was already looking at the map, looking at the he prepares a lot before he jumps. He's not a person to just jump. So she already started preparing the trip last
night.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. I was so happy about that.
Okay, Jessica, your mama didn't tell them about the rain and the gloom outside.
I know. I noticed that. Well, it had been cloudy and very cold and rainy. And when you had said, okay, you need to get outside and go get some fresh air and some sunshine. And when we were sitting there, I said, well, come on, you don't want to go anywhere. Let's at least go to your patio because it's beautiful. Nancy said, no, I don't want to. I said, no, we are going. And Nadia said, we are going. Dr. Erica
said, and Jeremiah got us out there.
Yeah, and Jeremiah's like, let's
Jeremiah
go.
Said, everybody, we have to go. We have to go. Get my bike. We're going outside. And I was like, you heard him. And then we listened to the TEDline again on the Bluetooth speaker. And when we heard it for, I think it was like the third time, and you had said, get up, get up. All of us got up because we were all sitting down. And then my grandpa, he said, well, I can't jump, so I'll start dancing. And then I said, there you go. And then we all stood up again, and we all started moving around.
We were dancing and jumping, and then we didn't even care because her neighborhood's kind of quiet and, you know, conservative. We were yelling. We were like, yes, praise Jesus. We were just yelling, and you can hear the echoes of our voices throughout the neighborhood. And she lives really close to, like, you know, just the ocean. So it was just very awesome because the sun, there was no cloud in the sky, and the sun was just, you know, beaming, and it was just so heavenly. I mean, if I can even say that, because it was just beautiful. Like, there was no, usually it's humid down here, and the humidity was very low. It was just like a perfect day, and we were just sitting there looking at each other, just smiling. We're like, wow, this is amazing. This is a miracle. Even the weather is a miracle from God. Like, and my mom looked at me and she said, how did Sister Erica know that the sun was going to come out today? And she said it so serious that we just all started laughing. Like, even that was funny to us. I mean, which normally it wouldn't be, but we just had the joy of the Lord, and it was just contagious. And I looked at Nancy, and she was just laughing, smiling, and she started, you know, taking pictures, like paparazzi. We were, like, laughing. We're like, oh, yes, okay, and just jumping around like children. I looked at my dad, and he was doing some dance that I don't even know where he got that from, but we were just laughing and like, okay, let me do it too. And, you know, Jeremiah was just being so funny, and the little dog was just so happy to see all of us jumping around. She was jumping. It was just such a beautiful day, like beautiful and blessed.
And the people that prayed yesterday, they brought their prayers from where they were all the way down into the neighborhood over here where we live. Which
is
like a whole different area, but we were playing it on the speaker, and it wasn't just in the house; it was going throughout the neighborhood too.
Amen.
And so
Amen, Brother
all of that went through
Texas Revival.
Yes. And everybody that prayed yesterday, that was, you know, being put out there in our neighborhood too, which was awesome. And we were just enjoying the time. But God also told me yesterday that it may have taken years to get to, like, restoration to where we are now, like, as a family, because we hadn't ever really prayed together like that as a family. But God was saying, you know, like, the other day when we had to take that step, God said, now, and now was our time, and on this fast, it's happening now, and that he was restoring the years that the locusts had eaten, and he was doing it fast. And now, and it was just really awesome.
Now, yes, amen.
Nadia, y'all. Nadia, how old are you?
What was that?
How old are you?
I'm 18.
I love it. At 18.
Amen.
You got a wonderful life in front of you and Jeremiah. Such faith. That, how old is Jeremiah?
10. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Watch what happens in Corpus Christi.
Amen. Well, Sister Erica,
yeah.
We we got back and Jeremiah was still so like full of energy. He was just like, okay, I got to do these things. I got to, you know, stay outside. And he had been trying to meet some of the, you know, children in the neighborhood because they kind of stay inside now, you know, just not in this neighborhood, but in general. So he had been going down, you know, to the neighbor's house and trying to play with this little boy. And he said, I'm going to just pray really quick, really fast, Mom, and I'm going to go see if he's going to come out and play. And I said, okay. And we just prayed really something very simple. And the little boy, he came back and he says, Mom, God just opened that door. And it was just to see his face. It was more than just what he was saying and what was happening. It was the joy of the Lord was still on this child. And it's so contagious that I felt that. I was like, yes. Like, I just was so happy. And it just carried over all the way until, you know, bedtime. And here I am. And I still feel it, like, in my heart. Like, it's real. Something real. It's powerful.
And
so
what's
the letter
again?
Yes.
Oh, I hear my dad.
Sister Erica.
I hear you.
I've been amazed at what God is doing with me and my wife and our whole family. And I'm so appreciative of Deadline prayers, and I'm so appreciative, and I've been praying to God all yesterday and last night, thanking God for putting you where you was, like, getting us out of the dark and bringing us into the light. And I'm just so thankful now that I'm listening to my family members. I'm still like, God, thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Now, that's the man I know.
Amen.
That's the jury. I know.
Yes.
That's him. Back.
I was up so late last night praying and thanking God and laughing and singing songs with myself. That, I heard Nancy when she said, I'm embarrassed to let you know that I told her so. I didn't wake up at all till 5:30, Sister Erica, but I'm glad I did, because hearing my children talk about God is, like, amazing to me. Like, I think it was about a few years back when I saw that all my family was going to the wrong way, and I would talk to them about Jesus, and they would say, Dad, but we like it in the white road. We don't want to go to the skinny road, so...
Mm-hmm.
And now that I'm hearing them, I say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
I'm amazed at what God is doing with our family. And I know that your ministry is reaching people all over the world, Sister Erica. So say yes to Jesus every time he calls you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Sister Erica.
Amen. Amen.
That's
Amen.
The man I met. A while ago. That's him.
Mm-hmm.
Back. Oh, God.
Thank you, God.
And the next one is Alberto Jr. That's next.
Hallelujah.
He's coming because when I heard my mom preface, I mean, tell me about the age, about the 15 and the 55, I was like, I didn't even know that. Thank you, Mom, that God is talking through you too, to me. So, yes.
Sister Erica, when you were sharing yesterday, when you were praying yesterday of the 55-year-old man and the 15-year-old.
Yeah.
Arrested Development. Yes.
Yes. I shared with them when we were outside listening to that line the third time. I shared with them and told them, they said, really, Mom? Yes, that's your brother that she was talking about.
Oh, see, I'm telling you, yesterday the Holy Spirit took over this tema. It just took over.
Yes.
And it was God, and it was wonderful.
It was wonderful.
And you know what? If you would have told me 20 years ago that you could have church like this through the internet, to a computer, I would look at you like you're a prank. And I would say,
that's
no
true.
Way.
Praise
I would say, how can the anointing do that? But you know
right.
what? With God, all things are possible.
Possible. Hallelujah. We're in Texas and you're in Georgia.
But remember when I was leaving Corpus Christi, God told me to get out of there. I went over there by that water. We
yes,
went over
did.
By the water and we prayed right there on that gulf. Don't Nancy live
yeah.
by the water?
Yes, she does. She lives across the street.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, she does. Yes, she
Once
does.
Once again, you all went over there by that water. God sent me by the
yes.
water over there. Then he sent y'all, Nancy lived there. So this whole revival, that's what happened. A revival took place in Nancy's backyard. On Nancy's
Hallelujah. Okay. Yes, yes.
And guess
Praise
what?
God.
A resurrection took place in Nancy's house on her bed.
That's right. That's right. Amen.
And everybody that knows me, I mean, that really knows me, I got something against people in the bed. I don't know. What
yes, you do. You're always like, get up. Yes, ma'am. My dad's like that too, Sister Erica. He does not like the beds.
I don't
what
know.
Yes, ma'am.
You can't hear me.
I don't know if you know, but I just recently retired in August after working in the medical field for 40 years, and I always wake up at 3 in the morning every day since I started working in the surgical because surgeries are early in the morning, and so I've always been a morning person. Always. I was up, and I'd probably do 2,000 to 3,000 steps before 8 o'clock in the morning before anybody's even getting up. And, you know, since I retired, I thought, now I have time to do all these things I never had time to do before. I would always say, I can't because of work. I can't go because of work. And now I had time. And just for this little while moment, I lost all that energy to do anything.
It was a trick.
And I didn't want to do anything. But I was texting my sister that after they left, I actually vacuumed my living room, dining, kitchen. I mopped all that. I cleaned both bathrooms. And I couldn't even believe I did all that before my husband got home from work. And
wow.
I was like, wow, where did that come from? I felt like a whirlwind. Just, you know,
because we left about 45 minutes to maybe an hour before he arrived. Like, we didn't want to leave a big gap. We stayed there from after the deadline till about 45 minutes till he was going to arrive home from work. And so that's a,
I didn't realize.
That's a small window.
Yep. I just
but also, Nancy, you
time.
Had said something that your husband had said that he didn't want to be left behind. That really touched my heart. Mm-hmm.
When I was telling him, I actually put the deadline on again for him. And while we had dinner, he was, you know, watching it. And if you look at my husband, if you were to see him, he actually a lot of my coworkers, the guys, were afraid of him. Like, oh, they don't say hi to me because your husband looks so mean. He's a big guy with let his beard grow and long hair, a biker, tattooed, and he actually broke down after the deadline, and he just said, "I don't want to. Don't leave me. Don't leave me." I don't want you to leave me. And I said, I wasn't leaving him. And he doesn't want to, he said, I don't want to be left behind. And I mean, the deadline touched him and he's reading this on our TV screen, what everyone is putting on there. And he said, Do you know them? And I said, We just know them through the TED line. That's how we know each other. I said, and he was like,
Your spiritual family.
He was looking at them write my name on their on the big screen TV watching, and he just like broke down and just like, I don't want to be left behind.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Yep. And he's an only child, so he doesn't have anyone but my family now. And he had such a hard heart that he wouldn't let anybody in. And now he actually tells my family, like even my sister, I love you. He tells everyone, you know, he loves them.
Which still leaves my jaw open. My mouth is still open still when he tells me that. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Well, I love you too. It's very shocking. Yeah. That's a miracle.
Yes, because she's
Sister
not.
Erica.
Yeah.
Sister Erica, remember a few years back when you told me that I had to pray for them too? And I always thought, like, pray for him. Heck no. And I'm thinking now, like, in a way, I started praying for them all in a way. But now that I see what God can do with a man like that, that's what I'm amazed. Like, thank you, Lord.
Yes. Me too. That's why I say, whoa, if God can do that, I know he can do anything else that you are asking. He wants to. He's just waiting.
Yeah. Well, this is the Yasagiri Garcia. What's Nancy, what's your last name?
Infante.
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 Guess what? This is y'all rescue story.
Exactly.
How many generations is this? Somebody? How many generations?
Three generations.
Rescue story.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus.
Here I was, empty-handed, crying out from the pit of my despair. There you were, in the shadows, holding out your hand, you made me there. And now
up on me. You never gave up on me. You were my testimony. Oh, you never gave up on me. You never gave up on me. You were my testimony. Oh, you never give up on me.
Thank you, Lord God, because nobody cares for us more than you do. And we thank you this morning. We thank you so much for proving yourself real, for proving that you are Lord of Lords and you are King of Kings and that you are God. You are God. So, Father God, we are in anticipation of more of you. More of you, Lord God, less of us and more of you. This is Erica Shepherd coming to you from the mountaintops, Dalton, Georgia, Jesus Believes Church. I will see you tomorrow on the TED line if the Lord says the same.
Yes.